Summer fish soups are on today's menu with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst, who's here with us in the studio. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Jeremy. Hello, Robin.
I'll just be eating over here.
Okay. We won't bother you.
Well, Kathy, hot soup is not usually a go-to summer food, I must say.
It's not what you think of first, but think of chowder and summers by the shore and all of that fabulous shellfish and seafood. And there's a real precedent in a lot of hot weather climates, Vietnam, Thailand, throughout Southeast Asia, hot soups, and India as well. They are used as ways to cool down. In hot weather. Not necessarily even spicy foods, but just the heat of the soup. And these are perfect, like, one dish dinners for the summer, sitting outside, cold beer, bottle of rosé, and any one of these soups.
Well, they are perfect. You could end the sentence with perfect, because Jeremy and I have tried all three. We've been eating them.
I'll take perfect.
And these are clear, by the way. These aren't a chowder, as you said, like a milk base. Yeah, these are clear.
I mean, chowder is the classic, you know, throughout New England, Manhattan, Rhode Island, but these are not chowders. They have no dairy. Which do you want to start with?
Well, you got clams here.
Okay, so Robin started over there. That is the simplest, excuse my voice, allergy season. Mm-hmm. That is the simplest of all of them.
You know what's good for that? Soup.
Soup.
Yes.
Well, so let's anyone want to give me a sip? Oh, I'm sitting over here all alone with no bowl. All I do. No, anyway, that is such an easy soup. You saute onion, garlic, add a chorizo, which is a spicy sausage, out of the casing, let it get nice and brown, throw in some fresh summer tomatoes, little bit of wine, and then you just add clams. And as soon as they open, it's done. And then you sprinkle a good handful of garden arugula on top. So the peppery arugula with the sweet tomato and the clams.
Oh, yeah, my dad used to have a little clammer out in the Great South Bay of Long Island. We'd go get clams. Or you just stand on the beach and you twist your feet and you get quahogs.
Right.
But just for people who are afraid of clams, I mean, if you buy them in a reputable fish place.
That is key. If they don't open, they're not good.
Exactly.
You want to get rid of them. And you also want to scrub them really well or soak them in a bowl of water. Some people add a pinch of cornmeal because they'll open a little bit and spit out their sand. You do that a lot with steamers, but you want to scrub them because there's a lot of sand and grit on them.
Okay.
Okay, so that's one. Let's go to the gray bowl.
Okay.
That is my bouillabaisse-ish soup. I call it a French-style summer fish stew. Mm. This is heaven to me, just smelling it. It's got garlic and shallots and fresh fennel and parsley and basil. And there's a little bit of spice from harissa, which is a Moroccan chili paste. Excuse me. Or you can use tomato paste, white wine, fish stock. And then that's got cod or haddock, little bit of swordfish and or tuna, some fresh shrimp.
So you put a white fish right in here, a cod or a haddock?
Everyone says, well, wait, won't that just flake up and disappear? That's the point. Some of the fish will be solid, like the swordfish or the tuna, but some of the white fish will just crumble up and add texture and flavor to the soup. And then clams at the very end. You could also add mussels or lobster.
Well, I was just going to say, you mentioned that some of these soups come from Southeast Asia. I can just smell that this last one does.
It is, exactly. That is also a very simple soup to make. This has got fresh ginger, lemongrass, lots of lime juice and lime zest, and a bit of Thai red curry paste, coconut milk.
Yeah.
That gives it the creaminess, but it's not heavy. It's got a little bit of rice wine vinegar, shiitake mushrooms, cilantro, and then flounder or snapper or whatever type of firm white fish you have where you live. And then I took some beautiful New England scallops, fresh, and a few shrimp, and tons of fresh lime juice at the end.
Boy, the coconut milk and the lime, right, Jeremy? You're in Thailand. You're in Vietnam. It's just
So what do you serve on the side, Kathy?
Not much. You know, seriously, because these are pretty hearty for the summer. So imagine sitting out on a deck eating one of these fish soups. Maybe you have a crusty bread, beautiful summer salad. Not necessarily just greens either. Think about maybe artichokes or steamed or roasted asparagus or grilled vegetables on top of a salad, and you would have a perfect and not complex summer meal.
If you don't make your own stock, how do you feel about canned or bottled
stock?
Good
question. What I feel is my fish store has homemade stock in the freezer that they make. And it is so good. It's $2 for a pint, and it's great. It is very easy to make your own fish stock. You want to ask for a rack, which is like the skeleton of a whitefish in the fish store. You simmer it down. If you're going to use bottled clam juice or bottled fish stock, they are salty. Beware.
Okay.
It will add a lot of sodium.
Okay. Well, delicious.
Delicious. Kathy Gunst, our resident chef.
Sorry, and, everybody out there.
Well, but you know what? It's not too late for you to go to our website, hereandnow.org, and find the recipes.
And
you can make these yourself. They are absolutely delicious, especially that
coconut.
Thai one.
That's your favorite?
Mm, delicious.
Cool.
Yeah.
Kathy, thanks as always.
Thank you.